You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. We're finishing our week on the Word of Knowledge, one of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. So far, we've explored what it is, what it isn't, how it operates, and how it manifests in deliverance. But today, we're going to talk about how to grow in it. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. All week long, we have been diving into the Word of Knowledge. And today, we close out with one of the most important questions that you can ask. How do I grow in this gift? Because here's the reality. Many believers want to be used by God. They want to hear His voice. They want to speak with clarity. But they don't realize that the spiritual gifts don't function like light switches. You don't just flip them on. They grow, they develop, and they're stewarded. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you." The gift is there, but it must be stirred. And today I want to help you fan that into flame. So let's start here. The word of knowledge flows from intimacy. You don't get this gift by attending a seminar or reading a book. You receive it as you walk closely with the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 15, verse 15, Jesus says, "I no longer call you slaves, but I have called you friends. Because all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." He shares his secrets with his friends, not casual acquaintances, not once a week church attenders, but friends. If you want to grow in the word of knowledge, you have to grow in friendship with God. That means prayer. That means worship. That means waiting on him. Not to get something from him, but just to be with him. Revelation flows from relationship. Next, let's talk about faithfulness in the small things. Luke chapter 16, verse 10 says, "The one who is faithful in a very little thing is also faithful in much." You may be waiting for some massive revelation, but God often starts small. He might give you a single word like forgiveness. He might show you a detail like pain in the lower back. He may impress something vague like abandonment, pride, or rejection. And here's the test. Will you steward it faithfully? You might be tempted to doubt. Is this really from God? What if I'm wrong? But listen, faith is spelled R-I-S-K. If you never step out, you will never find out. Now, I'm not saying to recklessly blurt things out. Always move in love. Always check your motives and always stay rooted in the Word. But don't bury what God is trying to grow. Ask Him in prayer to confirm it. And when peace comes, obey. Now, to understand this, we first need to recognize that the word of knowledge is not just for ministry moments. It's for our everyday life. You can be grocery shopping and sense the Holy Spirit say, "Pray for that cashier. Her son is in the hospital." You can be driving and feel an urge to call someone because they're struggling with suicidal thoughts. You might be at work and suddenly get a flash of someone's name and the word reconciliation. You reach out and it opens the door for healing. This gift is not limited to the pulpit. It's for the streets, the workplace, the living room, and the classroom. And when you begin to live that way, walking in step with the Spirit, listening for His voice, and speaking what He reveals, you become a vessel of divine interpretation. And that is how revival starts. Now let's shift to the importance of discernment. Just because you receive a word of knowledge doesn't always mean you're supposed to speak it out. Sometimes it's for prayer, not proclamation. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 19, Joseph learns that Mary is pregnant. And what does it say? And her husband Joseph, since he was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. He had knowledge, but he also had compassion. And God corrected his assumption through an angelic visitation. The lesson, even when you think you know something, you need to pray before you speak. Not everything God shows you is for public display. Some things are for the secret place, and if you speak prematurely, you can cause more harm than good. So ask the Lord, why are you showing me this? Is it to speak, to intercede, or to prepare me? Discernment and timing matter. Now, furthermore, growing in the word of knowledge requires community and accountability. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 says, iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Don't try to grow in this gift alone. Get around mature believers. Submit your words for confirmation. Be open to correction. The gifts of the Spirit were never meant to elevate individuals. They were given for the edification of the body. So when you're surrounded by others who walk in the Spirit, your discernment gets sharper. Your blind spots get covered and your gift gets refined. And when you operate under spiritual authority, you're protected from pride and deception. So let's take a moment to explore one more key to growth, Scripture. I can't stress this enough. The word of knowledge must be anchored in the word of God. If you are not regularly feeding on Scripture, you're not building a foundation strong enough to sustain the gift. Psalms chapter 119, verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. How can you tell if a word of knowledge is truly from God if you don't know his written voice? If the revelation you receive contradicts the Bible, reject it. If it aligns with Scripture, test it and obey. If it draws people to Jesus, trust it. And if it points to you, discard it. This is how we discern the real from the counterfeit. Stay in the Word and you'll stay in the truth. With that in mind, I want to share a few practical steps to stir this gift in your life. Number one, ask. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. If you want the word of knowledge, pray for it. God loves to give good gifts to his children. Number two is wait. Don't rush. Take time in worship, in prayer, in silence. Let your heart become sensitive to his whisper. Number three is record. Keep a journal of what you sense. Write down impressions, scriptures, dreams, and confirmations. You'll begin to see patterns, and your faith will grow. Number four, obey. When the Holy Spirit gives you something and confirms it, act on it. Start small. Trust him, and watch the gift grow stronger. And number five, stay humble. The moment that you think this gift makes you special, you have missed the point. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. Every gift is for his glory. Now let's take a moment to discuss what we have talked about today. The word of knowledge is not just a moment. It's a lifestyle. And like any gift, it grows through practice, submission, and intimacy. You grow by walking closely with the Holy Spirit. You grow by being faithful with the little. You grow by staying rooted in Scripture and walking in community. You don't have to wait until you feel ready. Just start seeking him and he'll start speaking. Let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. What would happen if you woke up each day asking, Holy Spirit, what do you want to show me today? What if your everyday life became a vessel for the supernatural? The word of knowledge isn't for a select few. It's for those who are hungry, surrendered, and obedient. And that can be you. So don't just admire the gift. Pursue it, cultivate it, and walk in it. Because someone's breakthrough, someone's healing, and someone's deliverance could be waiting on the other side of your obedience. Now, this wraps up our week on the word of knowledge. And next week, we will step into the third gift on the list, faith. Not saving faith and not general trust, but mountain moving, spirit empowered, supernatural faith. You won't want to miss it. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you to walk boldly with Christ. Want more content like this? Click the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' social platforms, plus a link to Jeff's devotional book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we'd love for you to leave a rating and review. It helps more people find this message of freedom, faith, and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time gift through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. All partnership options are available through the Linktree. Together, your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Join us again next week as we keep diving into God's Word together.